252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate they have their shooter from last night's deadly attack at a Monterey Park, California dance club east of L.A. 10 people killed, several others hurt. It happened during a Chinese Lunar New Year celebration. Police confronted a van in Torrance today, heard a shot inside. The man inside shot himself to death. They say he's the guy, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We're able to confirm the identity of the male inside the white cargo van as the suspect in the mass shooting. The
man is 72 years old. Cops say he may also be the one who went into another dance club afterward, but people there took the gun away from him and he ran away. David Duvall, local dance instructor, tells ABC News. He spoke to a student who was inside the Star Ballroom where the gunman killed 5 men and 5 women.
She said that the man had a long weapon, a gun, but she didn't dare look at his face.
This is ABC News. More evidence these protests are getting worse from ABC's Lama Hassan.
The ongoing violent protests in Peru against the country's new president have shut down one of the country's most famous sites, Machu Picchu, indefinitely. The government has also closed the Inca Trail leading up to it in order to protect visitors and citizens.
So far, this could have been worse, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
T-Mobile says data on 37 million customers, including addresses, phone numbers, and birth dates, has been stolen. The wireless carrier says an unidentified malicious hacker broke into the network in late November, a breach the company just discovered earlier this month. So far, it appears the theft did not include passwords.
In the more-than-advertised department, ABC's Dave Packer.
The federal government says it seized more than $600 million in assets from disgraced cryptocurrency executive Sam Bankman-Fried this month. This after he told our George Stephanopoulos last November that he had $100,000 in one credit card left in his name. The former CEO of FTX pleading not guilty to defrauding thousands.
Our Dave Packer, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time. higher and better the bone. A drifting stranger left out alone. A mind that's racing, a body that's stalled. Paint myself into a corner in a room with no walls. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Looking for breakfast. Cupboards are bare. Looking for comfort, but there's nobody there. Thinking and waiting, thoughts of the past. At least I got memories, I hope and pray they will last.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar there, and some new music from them. That was End of the Road, Build Me Up. That was Build Me Up, and then before that, we heard End of the Road. Now we're on track. I got everything figured out now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you all along here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dude, Blame It on Kane, that was an amazing half hour right there. I enjoyed that.
They were a lot of fun, Jimmy.
They really were. And their new album, EP, is out right now. You can grab it. All the information is on their Facebook page. Blame It on Kane. It's pretty cool. I hear another voice in the background. Is Terry here? I turn on Terry's
I think you
mic?
Should turn her microphone on.
Ah! Yeah, I'm here. I talked with them out in the parking lot, and I got to listen to a little bit of the set as I was driving over here. You guys, that was really, really fun to listen to.
It was good, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're true. And what nice, nice people. Oh, my gosh. Way to go. Way to go to them. And coming from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Terry Barr?
I am good. And so I went with a friend to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Fancy.
Really cool.
How was it?
Really cool. A little trippy, too. So you guys.
A little psychedelic,
huh? A little bit. You sit down on the floor, and it just kind of happens all around you. And we decided the only thing that would have been even crazier if they were doing this in 3D. Wow. It's wild.
Oh, so it was like a projection show. They were.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
On all the walls, on the floor, and the ceiling.
Where
and
was this held?
This is over at Greenway Station. In, okay. I think my friend said it used to be the DSW shoe store. And now that's an art space.
No kidding.
They made it an art space. But, you know, of course we joked. I said, get early tickets if we're going to go do this. And she calls me. She's like, I have tickets at 5:30. I'm like, oh, honey. And you can't say no then. So.
Yeah, right.
But it was great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me still come in the door.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
You're just in time because After August is going to be here after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are coming in. We're going to track through their new CD. Super excited.
Is it true they were in the Getaway Drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And all of a sudden they just said, we're done.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Getaway Drivers anymore.
They pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear the whole story, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be a good story.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
You know, something else I want to bring up here. The Whammies, right now, they are active. What is that? The Wisconsin Association?
No, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Industry. Yeah, the nominations are open right now. I guess you can go there to whammy.org, WAMI.org, to nominate bands. It's much like the Mamas.
Huh, okay.
Rocker, you knew a little bit about the Whammies. Is there a charity behind it? Or
It's a nonprofit. I was on the board back in 2004.
Of course you were.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry. Right. You know, we were looking at how the awards are given away, how the nomination process was working at the time. So they do a lot of things similar to Mamas. In fact, I think the Mamas are, you know, more modeled after the Whammy than anything, really, you know. And Whammy was, you know, they are Wisconsin, but I think they were seen, at least for many years, I mean, they've been around for at least 30 years, as a Milwaukee entity. And they've always tried to grow outside of Milwaukee, but I think the rest of the state has always kind of seen them more as Milwaukee. But they do represent the entire state, I guess, at some point, giving away awards in the different zones. And then the Mamas came, and, you know, so we have a couple of them here in Wisconsin.
I think the Fox Valley has some sort of award ceremony, too, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to research that. I think I saw Appleton had something.
And Rockford has the Rammies.
Of course it does.
Well, whatever the case is, I mean, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. If you're in a band and you want to get your music out to the masses.
And yes, you do.
And of course you do. Of course, send us your music here to maxincradio@gmail.com. But get a hold of the Whammies. Get your music in. Get your fans excited to vote for you.
Yes, from all over Wisconsin. Let's represent.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, we got music coming up. I've got some new Amelia Ford. She's going to Nashville. She was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple, what was it, last week, I think we had a
show. No, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was here. Yep.
Fro, that's who we're going to play sooner than later. And he was on the show last week.
Okay.
He's from New York City. He's pretty cool. Right now, though, I love this song just because it kind of makes me want to dance a little bit. I don't know. Jimmy K dancing? Wait, what?
Oh! We have proof that it really happens.
Wolves and sheep, love and hate.
Oh, this is a good song.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Why does everybody hate on me? I'd love to watch a monkey bleed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, radio for the people.
Signs and never move.
This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sexy Esther there and Pin Up from that self-titled CD from 2014, I believe, without looking. Emilio, yeah, 2014. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hope Sexy Esther comes out with some new music soon.
Me too.
I really, really
do. I second that.
Amelia Ford, before that, in her song Outlaw Out Loud, she has a show coming up as soon as I get it in front of me. What did live radio Terry Barr?
I know, I always live say it is Terry live Barr. Radio, everyone.
There it is.
Indeed, yes.
Amelia Ford is playing at the Hop Yard in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. And I wish I could go see Amelia.
She's outstanding.
Well, she Jimmy, is. I think we'll be in Green Bay soon.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're broadcasting. We're on the air there. Rocker's really excited about Green Bay. He's picturing rock stardom in Green Bay.
Why not?
Green Bay, we're
Why
coming for you.
Not?
I'm in you. I'm in you.
Oh, whoa.
All right, then.
Nobody heard of Frank Zappa? Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. All right.
Okay.
Coming up, After August is coming in. Terry.
Yes.
You're responsible for After August.
I am. I'm so excited about this.
I know about the getaway drivers,
yes.
Of course. So
yes.
I'm super excited to learn about After August. It's a brand new project that they've been working on. And we're going to meet Greg and Bob here in a moment, and we're going to spill the beans.
Yes.
For you.
Why they went from the getaway drivers to something else.
Right.
Something new, something different.
Terry, you have some bar notes for us. We'll get into, we'll do them later, but if you want to tease it a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. A big big name coming to Harley Fest in Milwaukee. You know, why do I end up always having like sad news too? A venue that we have enjoyed as a music location, some changes there, and a big move for a Green Bay duo. All okay, right. That's enough.
That's all coming up in Bar Notes, along with Fro is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate they have their shooter from last night's deadly attack at a Monterey Park, California dance club east of L.A. 10 people killed, several others hurt. It happened during a Chinese Lunar New Year celebration. Police confronted a van in Torrance today, heard a shot inside. The man inside shot himself to death. They say he's the guy, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We're able to confirm the identity of the male inside the white cargo van as the suspect in the mass shooting.
The man is 72 years old. Cops say he may also be the one who went into another dance club afterward, but people there took the gun away from him and he ran away. David Duvall, local dance instructor, tells ABC News. He spoke to a student who was inside the Star Ballroom where the gunman killed five men and five women.
She said that the man had a long weapon, a gun, but she didn't dare look at his face.
This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
It makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Fro. He's from New York, and he moved to Madison. That's kind of in reverse of what most people do. Most people move from Madison to New York, right. But not Fro. But it's our win because
we are lucky. Yes, yeah,
he has a show coming up at the Rooster and Rocker. He was in last week, and there's an archive. You can hear the interview last week. He spilled all the beans and gave us all the info. Really cool guy too.
Awesome. Harold Davis, that's his name. Nice. Harold Fro Davis. Yeah, he came out from New York City, and he loved Madison because, you know, you don't necessarily need a vehicle. You got public transportation. You can make it around this city, make it to all the cool places. Mm-hmm. Or if you're over on Willie Street there where I think he's over on the east side, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, you can. Madison Metro is good, but you can walk.
We wish him much happiness and much music while he's here. That's awesome.
Great guitar player right now. He's focusing a little on solo stuff, but I asked him, hey, by summer, are you going to have a band together?
Gee.
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah, come on,
summer
man.
Festival time.
GBK rocker Terry Barr broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
First night, I understand, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Civic Media is really growing. We got a lot of great shows on this network of stations all over the state, and we want to celebrate, so we're doing the $1 million advertising giveaway.
$1 million
in advertising.
$1 million.
This is your chance to work with Civic Media and the really cool sales staff here to custom make an advertising campaign promoting your business. And the best part about this giveaway, you could do that for free.
Yes.
Now, there's an application date of only Thursday, January 26th.
That's coming up.
It is. You could go to civicmedia.us/million and fill out the little entry form. You'll get a reminder on Thursday the 26th to fill out the application. We only have $1 million of advertising to get away. So once it's gone, you know, Terry?
Yeah, yep. And they're giving it away in chunks of anywhere from $5,000 for an ad campaign up to $20,000.
That could be huge.
That could be amazing.
Tell me what small business that could not use that bump.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all small business owners here, and I wish I could do it, but, you know, I'm doing this show instead.
The old Kellogg's cereal rule.
Yeah, right.
If your parents were for Kellogg's, you can't sign up for this free giveaway.
Oh, brutal.
Imagine all the sad faces on those kids. But when you go to civicmedia.us/million, make sure you tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you
please.
There and you support local music. Mm-hmm. That's always happy. And plus, make sure you check out all the terms and conditions. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway
million.
Right here on Civic Media. Terry, you got some bar notes for us.
I do. Here we go. Okay. Harley Fest. Always a big deal, but this year they're celebrating a big anniversary in Milwaukee at the Harley Museum. Details are still coming out, but a little birdie told me, guess who they're going to have as their headliner?
You already found out.
I did. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Is it public knowledge?
I'm waiting to find out for you.
Are you breaking the news here?
I am breaking it right here.
Yeah, we're here.
You guys,
for the
this
first
is
time.
Bananas. It's the Foo Fighters.
What?
Yeah. And they don't even have a new drummer yet, sadly.
Wow.
Can we get Dave Grohl to come in for an interview?
Let's work on it. I mean, this is he's going to be in Milwaukee.
I mean, come on. We're Max Inc. here.
I know.
We're and Terry Barr
we're
and
statewide
Rocker.
And
Terry
statewide.
Obviously has some spies in the right places out there.
Come on, Dave Grohl.
Okay, so that's really, really cool, and more details are about to be announced. Let's see. Have you heard about this? The Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Joliet on Main Street, cutest little old Main Street. They kept an old building. I know it's not Wisconsin, but it's almost Wisconsin because
close
we talk
enough.
About Cheap Trick, Rockford all the time. Yeah. Of course, Rick Nielsen, guitar player from Cheap Trick, was there to turn on the lights and open up this new Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It looks super, super cool. Look them up online because they've got... I don't know where they've been keeping it, but they have so much old history about musicians from Illinois, and in particular, Rockford and Chicago.
Plus, you can say hi to Julia Jake.
all right, you got me on that one. Woo! Who's Julia Jake?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, you got me.
Jake
Good
and Elwood.
One. Good one on that. Okay, sad news. But I have heard that some employees might be stepping in. Funk's Pub in Madison, basically Fitchburg. You know, COVID, and then they bought the space next door and remodeled it. We've all gone to shows there since. It's a great space, but the Funks just put up a post saying we can't make it. We just can't make it.
Jeff's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I was telling Terry offline here that when Jeff, you know, right when he was building, the venue part is when the lockdowns came. And when they were giving aid to live music venues, you may have heard that live music venues were getting help back during the lockdowns. He wasn't eligible because he couldn't show like how many tickets he had sold in the previous year because it was a brand new venue. Brand new, spanking new. He had to close. It was never even open. It was closed for a year. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, one of those stories about somebody who got, you know, kinda fell through the holes.
Exactly. He has some people running it. They may try to take it beyond just running it. But if you love Funks, you can go there this weekend. They still have a very limited food menu. And get this. I mean, this is how much people like Funks, the family, and Jeff. Everybody who's working this weekend is working for free.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So if you can stop at Funks, do it this weekend.
Funks Pub.
Yeah. Okay, 7,000 Apart, a band we introduced you to last summer. I had the chance to interview them from Green Bay. The young lady, part of this duo, I guess I should qualify this by saying the gentleman is from Green Bay. She's from Sweden. They have moved back to Sweden. And they are killing their music career out there. They are doing amazing. They just put up a video. Again, 7,000 Apart, as in 7,000 apart. They put up a music video, how to make money in the music industry, and how we made $60,000 last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they're giving away all they know for free. And they're like 22, 25 years old, you know?
Wow.
They're doing something right, yeah.
That's,
so they,
that's an amazing story.
Isn't that terrific? So yeah, check them out. The music is great. We are going to leave Bar Notes with 7,000 Apart.
My daddy said people fall out of love too easy. He said that right before he left my mom. He said there are a million possibilities in life to try, but me getting back with her isn't one. I could scream from the mountainside till the stars fall down from the sky, scream over the oceans and still doubt belong together. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't said that love is simple, that loving isn't hard to do at all. She said there's only one possibility when you found your angel. Don't let go, keep holding. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you, you. It's been 7 years. We've been
you, strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe I'll be strong enough to stand with you.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.